Now, Wolf's Spring demonstrates one of several tacks that the New York School took to transform the traditional orchestra. One of John Cage's most celebrated achievements was to transform, some would say undermine, the piano. In a few moments, we're going to hear the results of those transformations, the prepared piano in Cage's Concerto for Prepared Piano and Chamber Orchestra. Before that can happen, the solo piano has to be moved to the front of the stage here at the Barbican, and that will take a minute or two. So we've got time to hear from Cage himself again, this time on the garden in his New York apartment. This is in 1982, the year of his 70th birthday. Not just about the garden.
I would say it's a non-specialized garden. Mm. There are plants of all kinds. About half of them are succulents and cacti. I said long ago that if I were to live my life over again, I would be a botanist rather than an artist to avoid the jealousies that plague the arts. Because people think of art so often as self-expression. I don't, but so many people do. And therefore, if their work isn't receiving what they consider proper attention, then they feel unhappy about it, and they get offended. One of my teachers, Adolf Weiss, got very angry with me simply because I became famous. He was sure that I was being in some way dishonest, because he had been honest all his life and had never become famous. So he was sure that I was doing something wrong and evil. But when I said to Alexander Smith that I would like to change my life by being a botanist, he said, "That shows how little you know about botany." And later in the conversation, I mentioned some botanist's name, and he said, "Don't mention his name in my house."
John Cage talking to Stephen Montague in 1982 on not becoming a botanist. What a life. Schoenberg said he wasn't a composer. You may remember that Cage was inspired to think differently about the piano from hearing the experiments of his teacher, Henry Cowell. In 1940, Cage was presented with a challenge by the dancer Sevilla Fort.
Well, Sevilla Fort was giving a dance program on Friday, and I was the only composer around.
Oh, I see.
And she asked me to make the music for this bacchanal. And she was magnificent and very African. There was no room for the percussion orchestra, so I had to do something to the piano to make it suitable for her. She asked me on Tuesday, I think, and I had to have the thing written by Friday, so I got to work quickly. And I think on Thursday it was all finished. I tried to find an African 12-tone row to begin with, and I failed. So then I remembered how the piano sounded when Henry Cowell strummed the strings,
right, yeah,
or plucked them, or ran a darning needle over it. And so I went into the kitchen and got a pie plate, and I put it in a book, and I saw I was going in the right direction. And the only trouble with the pie plate was it bounced. So then I got a nail and I put it in. The trouble was it slipped. So Don asked me to put a wood screw in. And that was just right. And then weather stripping and so on, and little nuts around the screws. And very shortly I invited Mark Topi and Morris Graves over to listen to it, and they were delighted, and so was Sevilla, and so was I, and so was Xenia. We were all just happy.